I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Forming good oral hygiene habits at a young age can help a child have healthy teeth throughout all of life. To talk about preventing oral health problems and keeping teeth healthy in childhood is Dr. Amy Martin. She's an associate professor in the College of Dental Medicine and director of the Division of Population Oral Health at MUSC. Dr. Martin, what is the basic plan and the daily routine needed to prevent oral health problems during childhood?
It's really a two-part formula of daily cleaning and diet. So when it comes to cleaning a child's mouth, it actually begins in infancy. You want to make sure those gums are clear of sticky substances, even milk. For infants where there are no teeth, just a gentle washcloth, gentle rubbing to keep those gums clear of debris. As the tooth erupts, there are wonderful age-appropriate toothbrushes available. You want to make sure the bristles are very soft and do it very gently. On the diet side, you do want to be mindful of what you're giving your child. Try to delay the introduction of sugary substances as long as you possibly can. The other advice we give parents is never let your infant or young child go to bed with a beverage. That beverage will then bathe the teeth in sugar, so all the hard work you've done to keep the mouth clean will actually be done in vain.
So no sippy cup or no bottle with beverages in it at bedtime.
Correct.
And what about that first visit to the dentist? When should that happen?
The American Association of Pediatric Dentists would love for all children to visit the dentist by age one. The reason for that is not just clinically or health derived, although it is important because the dentist can determine pretty early on if the child is at an increased risk for decay or has some developmental issues that warrant addressing. But the other reason you want to get your child to the dentist by age one is to establish a pattern, a behavior. For a lot of children, their first trip to the dentist is associated with pain. And that then serves as a deterrent for ongoing routine preventive care. So that first visit's important so that the child is not afraid to go to the dentist and remain engaged in a preventive care cycle.
And then when something comes up later that is a problem, now they've already gotten used to the atmosphere and the person.
That is correct. So the pain does not define the relationship the child has with the dentist.
What about children who have special needs? Are there any tips you can suggest for parents to help make those first visits go well?
If your child has special needs because they have behavioral or intellectual disabilities that prevent them from owning their own hygiene, or even if they have diagnoses and take medications that reduce saliva, you may find yourself needing to visit the dentist more frequently to stay in front of potential decay or problems.
And tips to find a dentist who is used to dealing with children who might have special needs?
The College of Dental Medicine has a special needs clinic that's dedicated to providing dental care to children and adults. You can go to the College of Dental Medicine's website, and there you will find a link that will provide a list of providers in your community who are identified as seeing special need populations.
Dr. Martin, thanks for this information about good oral hygiene during childhood.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.